Hey, there's John. And, well, today's episode contains a couple of really nasty F-words. Just thought I'd warn you. There's some innuendo, and we possibly said things we probably shouldn't have said. So, not looking for forgiveness, just looking for you to protect your children's ears. You're listening to the Who Cares News, episode number 1762 for Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Hello there.
It's Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is.
How about some random facts for Tuesday?
Let's do it.
The Beatles' success led to CT scanning. Now, their early record label, EMI, used the profits to research medical technology and develop the full-body CT scanner, and it even led to a Nobel Prize.
Huh.
I did not know that. That is one of the ones I never heard of before. The Exxon Valdez was fixed up after its oil spill in 1989 and stayed in service, believe this or not, until 2012.
Wow.
It was renamed, though.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Benjamin Harrison, who was the 23rd president of the United States, was apparently addicted to cucumbers. When he was in college, his family wrote him a letter begging him to lay off the cucumbers. Now, was Benjamin Harrison the one that died like 15 days after he took office? One of them was.
I don't know, but what's wrong with eating a bunch of cucumbers?
I don't know. Maybe he was going to turn green. Who knows? SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob. Okay.
Was supposed to be named Sponge Boy, and the show would be called Sponge Boy Ahoy, but it turned out a mop company already owned a trademark on a character called Sponge Boy, so they changed it to SpongeBob. I mean, it's still better because, you know, square pants. I love the square pants.
Well, see, now you got the
square
pants and the underwear on a sponge.
I know. He's got his little tidy whities.
Yes.
I do love me some SpongeBob.
You are a SpongeBob fan.
I'm a pretty big SpongeBob
fan. I like SpongeBob.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Well, look out, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, Kanye West.
Uh-oh. Too many K's in the first sentence. I'm not sure I can deal with this, but go ahead.
Kanye might compete with his wife and sister-in-law's popular beauty brands in the near future.
Why doesn't he just merge? Why doesn't he just, you know, it's like, here, I got some ideas. Put these in your brand. And it's like, oh, he's got to start his own.
Yeah. Well, last week, Kanye's holding company filed an application to trademark the Yeezy brand in the area of cosmetics.
Oh, God.
And the category includes makeup-like foundation, concealer and more, toothpaste, deodorant, perfume,
deodorant. Oh my God.
Self-tanning lotions, and hair care products, among other things.
I mean, they all sell that.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. You know, we used to give them a bunch of crap for being famous for nothing, but they're freaking cosmetics moguls. Yikes. Thanks to Instagram.
Yeah, and Kylie's lip.
I do not want to have to follow Kanye West on Instagram. I do not. Just to keep up with the show. It's bad enough that Kim Kardashian, when Kim Kardashian posts a story on Instagram, I kid you not, there are 40 different slides to her story. And it takes forever to swipe through them. It's like swipe, 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 swipe. Drives me crazy. I shouldn't follow her, but you know, the show. You know, it's for the show. It might be.
I guess people buy this crap.
I know, but you know what? It might just, in his case, be a little bit of lipstick envy. I'm just thinking. You know, it's like, I got this idea for a lipstick, and, you know, my wife can't have all the glory when it comes to the lipstick. I could see where he's going with that one. I could. All right. Little lipstick envy.
Well, maybe because Kim can't overtake Kylie. Maybe he thinks he can.
We don't know that she can. She just really, I mean, she's been in the business, but now she's filed. Didn't she file, like, or trying to sell it to Coty, the same company. Maybe that's what Kanye wants. He wants in on the whole $600 million purchase. But Coty's going to go broke before then.
Well, the application also included uniquely Kanye additions like incense, room fragrances, scented stones, aromatherapy scented pillows, stones. And more.
OMG. Well, at least we're not talking about jade eggs. That's good.
Oh, good grief. Now we don't know.
Ay, ay, ay. Yeezy. Take it Yeezy, buddy. Take it Yeezy.
Take it Yeezy on me. Jennifer Garner has cat stroller.
Heck what?
Yeah, she does.
She's got a cat stroller?
Yeah, I've actually seen a picture of her in her cat stroller thing.
Great.
On Ellen yesterday, Ellen called Jen out on the whole stroller
well,
thing.
Yeah, she needs to be called out. Your stroller, yeah, you know
cute.
What?
You
got your cat in a baby stroller, for God's yeah. sakes. Aye,
I think it's cool. The cat actually wants to go.
Yeah.
Paparazzi has been staked out outside Jen's, apparently, during the pandemic.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I think pandemic or no, they stay staked out.
Well,
in front
you never
of her
know
house.
When Ben Affleck's going to show up.
Drunk. Right.
I mean, walking funny.
Right.
I mean,
with a bag of tacos.
Tacos.
Yeah. Taco Tuesday, you can be there today.
Now, according to Jen, the kids are the reason she's walking the cat in the stroller.
Oh, yeah, blame it on the kids. Uh-huh. Let's blame it on the kids. I don't think it's
she.
The kids.
Well, you know, she has a point, though. She says that there are, because there are some cats that yeah. will walk with a leash.
Yeah.
But you have to get them used to that pretty early in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine walking
true.
Our cat. I
no,
can't. No,
no. She becomes. She would become catatonic.
No, no. I see what you did there. That's funny. That's very funny.
Now, so Jen's idea was to get the kids and herself out of the house.
Okay.
So she suggested
a walk
yeah. to which the kids refused if they couldn't take the cat.
Your kids are spoiled. You know what I would have done? I would have said, get your asses outside. We're going for a damn walk. The cat doesn't need to go for a walk.
Set those tacos down.
You guys are just like your father. And none of that crazy walking funny like he does. The Mayan calendar, we've been talking about this all morning. The Mayan calendar is uh-huh. wrong. Remember back in 2012, it was supposed to be the end of the world, December 21st.
Yes.
Well, with the Gregorian calendar being instituted 268 years ago, we have fewer days per year than in the Mayan calendar. Uh-huh. So end of the world has been postponed.
Oh, okay.
Till Sunday, Father's Day.
Oh.
So we've been asking this morning, what would you do if the world was really going to come to an end this Sunday? I mean, what would you do? I mean, I've gotten a lot of answers like, you know, eating donuts. One person said they would fuck their eyes out, which I couldn't say on the radio, but we just did. And I'm trying to think, what would I do?
What would you do?
I'd fuck my eyes out with Halle Berry.
What if she says no?
It's the end of the world. She's not going to say no. There are going to be guys lined up around the block. What would you do? What would you do?
I don't know. That's kind of a hard question just to throw out there and want an immediate answer.
Right. You go after Hemsworth. Go after Thor.
No, he's busy.
You got to get to Australia, too. There's part of that.
Find someone less, you know, on everyone's hit list. Or hot list.
Everybody's hot list.
I think of someone.
Somebody said donuts. They just, you know, pig out on donuts.
John, you could lay donuts and tacos on the bed.
I could lay donuts and tacos on Halle Berry and eat them off of her. Did I say eat them off? That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Oh.
All right.
Goodness.
And that's the end of the show for today.
Thank goodness.
Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a good day. At least till Sunday.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.